Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to say, I would like to greet you in the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob today. I am here again. This is Hebrew Nation, Misunderstanding the Law. This is the title of the show today. Hebrew Nation, Misunderstanding of the Law. We're going to go into the Word of God tonight. We're going to go into some scriptures to give some understanding of what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want you to know tonight. I'm sorry, you know, I got mixed up with the time. And again, this is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisheba. I tried to make this video last night, but for some reason, it did not go through the proper way. So I said, I got to come back today and redo it, okay? Because this is something that the God of Abraham want me to let the people know today. And as I always say, this is a divine platform. It's a divine platform, okay? Everything that I will be saying will be coming from what God would want his people to know. The guest call-in number is 661-244-9831. We're going to go right into our scriptures tonight. I mean, not tonight, the daytime. I'm thinking I'm in the 7 o'clock show. We're going to go right into our scriptures. We're going to go into Exodus 19, chapter 1, Exodus 19, verse 1 through 20. Scripture in the King James Version Bible, Exodus 20. I have a lot of information to cover. I have a lot of scriptures to give you. Exodus 20, verse 18 through 21. Exodus 19, verse 1 through 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God for me. I'm just getting screwed up today, all the way around. That's supposed to be Exodus 19, verse 1. Let me slow down. I'm rushing because I was late today, so I don't have as much time as I always do. But let me slow down and try to redirect everything. This is Hebrew Nation, Misunderstanding of the Law. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisheba. Exodus chapter 19, verse 1 through 20. And the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. But they was departed from Rephidim, and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. Exodus 19:3. And Moses went up unto God. And the Lord God said, called out unto him, call unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus should I say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how I bared you on eagle wings, and I brought you unto myself. I'm just going to read through the whole passage. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, this is a key verse, and keep my covenant, then you should be your treasure above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and of holy nations. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered and said, all that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak, and with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. Verse 10, and the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord God will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves. I'm on the radio. I'll call you back. Then take heed to yourselves that you go not up into the mountain, up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall be stoned or shot through, whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpets sound long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. Verse 15. And he said unto the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your watch. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there was thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp and to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. The mount and Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke there ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake with God, answered him by a voice. And the Lord God came down upon the Mount Sinai and on the top of the mount. And the Lord God called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. So this is what I want to talk to you about in this passage, okay? Moses defeated the children of Israel, our ancestors. The 12 tribes was led out of Egypt, and it took them 3 whole months to get to the wilderness, okay? And when they got to the wilderness after the third month, began to, I don't know if it took 3 months, but God spoke to Moses and told Moses that he wants the children of Israel to be ready, because he want to come down on the top of Mount Sinai and he want to speak to his people. He want to talk to the children of Israel, okay? He had something that he wanted them to know. He had something that he wanted to tell them. He wanted to tell them what they needed to do. Why did he bring them out to the wilderness and what it was that they needed to do for that point on. But let me go back up to verse 6, I believe. Exodus 19:6. Okay? So God called Moses to go up to the top of the mountain. He told Moses what to tell the children of Israel. He told him in verse 4, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how I bear you on eagle wings and brought you unto myself. See, God want to bring his people unto himself, man. He want to bring us unto himself. Just like he wanted our ancestors to be unto him, he want us today, we are their children, to be unto him. He don't want nobody interfering. He don't want no man interfering. He don't want nobody teaching his people nothing. He can teach his people whatever they need to know himself in the Holy Spirit. He said, I brought you unto myself. I brought you out of Egypt. I got you away from all the gods of Egypt. Okay, and I brought you unto myself so I can be your God and you can be my people. And then he said in verse 5, now therefore, if you will obey my voice, I'm reading Exodus 19:5, indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. So all he wanted our ancestors, the children of Israel, and all he want us to do is to obey his voice, okay, and keep his covenant, okay? How can you obey somebody's voice if you ain't never heard that voice, okay? You got to be able to hear the voice of God for yourself to obey that voice. It's just like a husband and a wife. If your husband tells you, honey, I want some steak and I want some potatoes, you got to hear your husband telling you that in order for you to go in the kitchen and to fix that and repair that for him. Okay, so God wants his people to hear his voice. Okay, he don't want us hearing man voice and what man got to say and how they want to teach us. He want us to hear him hear him for ourselves, okay? He wanted to tell the children of Israel what he wanted them to do in the wilderness, why he brought them in the wilderness, and what it was that he needed them to do, okay? I know people that have been up in the churches for many, many years, and they never heard the voice of God. This is a problem. This is a problem. You cannot follow God unless you hear God's voice. Okay, you got to hear his voice to understand the direction that he wants you to take, the things he wants you to do, the things he wants you to know. If you can hear his voice, then you will never understand exactly what he wants you to do and what is your purpose in this life and in this world. You got to be able to hear the voice of God, people. Okay, you got to be able to hear the voice of God. Okay, he told Moses, go down and tell the people to be ready on the third day and wash their clothes and don't go in and have sex with their wives, because I'm coming down on the mount on the third day. That would be on a Tuesday, and I'm going to speak to my people. I want to talk to them myself, Moses. You done led them out of Egypt. You done did everything in Egypt that I told you to do with Pharaoh. Now I need to talk with my people, myself, to let them know that I am real, that I am their God, and I am the one that brought them out of Egypt. I need for them to have a connection with me. I need their mind voice and what it is that I want them to do. I don't need you to speak to them no more, Moses. I want to speak to them myself. And this is what God is having a problem with today. We got all these pastors, leaders, elders, bishops trying to tell God's people what does say God. No, you're not qualified to tell God's people what God wants them to know. Because number one, you are not a prophet or a prophetess of God. You have to be a prophet in order to stand in the presence of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and tell his people what they need to know. This is what it's all about, man. We, as the people of God, we got to hear his voice. I know people, when I was a pastor, I had people sitting up under me when I was a pastor of a Christian church. Some of my church members, been in church 30, 40, 50 years, never heard the voice of God. Never heard the voice of God. Okay? This is a big problem. That means you got to always go to man and ask man, what is God saying? And this is what they used to do. They used to come to me, pastor, and I was a prophetess too. I've always been a prophetess. I was born with that gift. They always come to me, pastor, what is God saying for me? What is God saying? Because I was a prophetess. I said, you know what? You've been in the church all these years and you can't hear the voice of God for yourself. They said, no, I never heard God's voice. I don't even know how God's voice sounds. Okay? This is a problem, man. This is a problem that we have with all of this religion. Elder, let me go down. I'm going to read Exodus 19:7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded. Okay? An elder, a pastor, a bishop cannot hear the voice of God. Okay? They cannot give you no direction, no prophetic understanding from the Holy Spirit of God, because they are not qualified. God don't speak to nobody but a prophet and a prophetess. And if you want me to get that scripture, I can get it for you. He don't speak to no elders. And that's why we got all of God's people right now today sitting up in these churches, sitting up in these congregations, these Hebrew Israelite churches, Kemet, all these kind of religion things that they got going on, and God's people don't have no direction. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to do. All they can listen to an elder, what they telling them to do. But the elders right here in the Old Testament and the Torah, they had to go to Moses. Moses had to tell them what God wanted them to do, okay? They was just elders over the people to gather the people, to put the people together when Moses wanted the people to know something, okay? They was not allowed or able to speak to God's people, and they still not today. So you are just calling religion and doctrine. And this is why this title of the show today is Misunderstanding of God's Law. Okay? There has been a misunderstanding in the way you've been taught, man, by elders, pastors, and bishops. It's a misunderstanding. I'm here to correct God's people. I was placed here by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to correct you, because only a prophetess can correct you. Only, okay? They are the mouthpiece of God. And I ain't talking about Jesus, Yah, and Jah, and all them gods that you've been told to follow. I'm talking about the God of the Hebrews. He only got one name. Okay? That's who I'm talking about. He only speaks to his prophet. He don't speak to nobody else. Okay? So these elders and these leaders, they out of order. Everything is out of order and out of course. That's why God can't help his people. That's why God can't bless his people. Because everything is out of order. It's not in order the way it's supposed to be in order, like it was when Moses and Aaron had the children of Israel in the wilderness. It's got to be an order, man. And it's got to be God's order. It can't be man's way, what they say, how they say. It's got to be his way and his order. His order is a prophet or a prophetess must speak to his people. And the elders and the leaders and the pastors, they up under the prophet. And if you don't have no prophet, you don't have no direction. You don't have no direction. You don't know what God wants you to do next in your life. And that's why everybody's standing still in the church. And I ain't talking about these false prophets, Christians, that you see up in these churches prophesizing for money. God's prophets never prophesied for money and never will. You out of order. And I'm here to set the record straight tonight. There's no order, man. There's no order in the house of God. There's no order. And when I say his house, I'm talking about his people. Because he'll never dwell up in them religious institutions that you're sitting up in on Saturday and Sunday. He'll never dwell up in there. That's why ain't nobody getting nowhere up in there. Because God is not there, and he'll never be there. He met the children of Israel in the wilderness. Not up in no church, in no buildings. Ain't no elder got no business trying to lead God's people without a prophet being over him. Ain't no bishop got no business trying to lead God's people, because they can't hear God. They disconnected from that realm. Only the prophet can hear him. Let me keep going, man. Keep going. I'm here tonight. Today. I still keep thinking it's night. I'm here today. Because the devil attacked my tape last night. He attacked the show. And I got to remake it. Because he don't want you to hear this prophetic, powerful information coming from the heavenly throne. And I'm not the one to give up easy. I'm a very determined person when it comes to my father and what he wants me to do. Nothing and nobody going to stop me. Yeah, the law has been taught wrong to the people. They teach you the wrong things and the wrong stuff. They teach you, let me keep going. I got to make my point. But God wanted to talk to his people. He wanted to tell him, I want you to hear my voice. I want you to obey my covenant. and obey my voice. How can you obey his voice, people, if you can't hear him? You can't, man. You can't. It's so many people that I know that say they are Christians, that say they Hebrew Israelites, that say they Mormons, say they Seventh-day Adventists. They say they all kind of religions, but never heard the voice of the Father, the Creator. You cannot obey him. You don't know what he wants you to do. All you know is what your pastor done told you. You need to go witnessing. You need to go out on the street. God ain't told you none of that stuff, man. You got to be able to hear him. Let me go. So they had to be ready. And he said, I'm gonna stand on the top of the mountain, Moses. And I want to speak to my people. I want to tell my people what I need them to do right now. They got to be ready to hear me when I speak. But instead of the children of Israel being ready, they were afraid, man. They was afraid. How you going to be afraid of a God that led you through Egypt, that destroyed Egypt and Pharaoh and led you through the Red Sea? How, man? How are you going to be afraid of a God like that and you don't want to hear his voice because you're afraid that you might die? Let me keep going. I'm going to go to the next scripture. Exodus 20, verse 18. Exodus 20, 18. I'm here, man, to tell you the truth, the divine truth. God, people got to have some order right now. We out of order. We out of order. We got all these religions, all these gods, all this information, all this stuff going on. We are out of order. We following this man, that man, blue man, purple man, all kind of man. And all kind of doctrine and tradition and religions. We out of order, man. God ain't talking to none of them people, man. None of them at all, I'm telling you. That's why you ain't getting nowhere. That's why you're not getting no instruction. Because he ain't talking to them people up in these religious denominations. He not, man. He never have and never will. Never will. All your pastor's going to tell you, man, pay your tithe. Pay your tithe. Be faithful to the church. Okay? That's all they're going to tell you. Come to Sunday worship. Come to the Sabbath class. Okay? On YouTube or wherever you get in your Sabbath class. That's all they're going to tell you, man. The same tradition and doctrine that they learned from their leaders and their pastors years ago. It's nothing new, man. All the stuff that they're telling you and teaching you, it's all doctrine and tradition of man. I'm coming here today to tell you that there is misunderstanding of the law of God. And the law of God is the first five books of Moses in the Tanakh, which is when the prophets spoke to our ancestors. All of that is under the law. The Torah in the Tanakh. Show me in the Bible, man. Show me one scripture, please, somebody, where elders led God's people anywhere. Show me one scripture, man. Show me one scripture in the Bible where elders was leading God's people and telling God's people where to go and what to do. Show me one scripture where the pastors, not without a prophet being over them or a apostle. That's a modern term in the New Testament, apostle.
okay? That's a Greek term. We ain't dealing with no Greek. We ain't dealing with no English. We dealing with the Hebrew. Because we are the Hebrew nation. The 12 tribes of Israel. We're not dead. We're still alive. We're dealing in the Hebrew. Ain't no elder can ever lead God's people anywhere. But to hell if you keep following them. But to hell if you keep following them. Okay? I'm here to set this record straight. The prophet God, I got authority to do that. Know so many people. That's why when I was in a Christian church, I got tired of that madness. I was a pastor for 15 years of a Christian church. All the people coming up in the church, sitting up under me, man, they don't even know nothing about God. But been in church all their life. They knew absolutely nothing about God and what God wanted them to do and how God wanted them to do it. They was absolutely lost. And they still lost today. And you still lost. I don't care what church you go, what religion you go, all of the religion is against God. All of it. He hates religion, he hates tradition, and he hates doctrine. And that's what you're being taught right now when it comes to the law. You're being taught doctrine of man. You're not being taught the correct information because they don't have the correct information because you've got to be a prophet or a prophetess to get it. Why do you think he chose Moses? Huh? He called Moses, man, from the backside of the desert to be a prophet, a mouthpiece. A prophet ain't nothing but a mouthpiece of God. They speak for God. They speak the oracles of God, the directions, instructions. He called Moses, told Moses, go to Pharaoh. And tell Pharaoh, I said, let my people go, that they may serve me. God tired of his people serving man. He tired of that stuff, man. He tired of it. Let my people go. And Pharaoh didn't want to do it, so he had to take him out. And that's what he's going to have to do to Pharaoh today. Some of these elders and pastors and leaders and bishops, he's going to have to take y'all out because y'all refuse to let God's people go with all your false doctrine and your false teaching. He's going to have to take you out because you want to hold on to them to get money out of them. That's what it's all about, money, prestige, control, power. And not God's power. Y'all better stop this madness. Because you're going to get hurt messing with the seed of God, the children of Israel. You're going to get hurt, man, if you keep on trying to hold on to God's people when they want to be free. When they want to serve God and know what God wants them to do. And you can't tell them because you ain't got no power and you ain't got no anointing and you ain't got no manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life. Yeah, see, you knocked the tape down last night, but you ain't going to knock this one down. Exodus 20 verse 18. I got to finish this. I have to finish this. And I hope my sister on the line, listen, Sister Trina, I hope she called in today. Exodus 20 verse 18 through 21. God's people told Moses, the children of Israel, our ancestors, yes, God, Moses, go up there and tell God we're going to be ready on the third day. Tell him to come on down. We want to talk to him. He already told them that he's coming down on the mountain to talk to them, to tell them something. That's why Moses had to go up there and get the law, the Ten Commandments and the covenant, because God was not able to talk to his own people. And I'm going to show you why tonight. This is one of the reasons why the Torah and the Ten Commandments was wrote the law, because he wanted to tell Israel himself what he wanted them to do. Exodus 20:18, and all the people saw. Let me get some water, man. Let me get some water. Tired of this madness, man. I know all about religion and doctrine and tradition. That's all y'all serving, man. You're serving man, not your God. Poor, broke, ain't got nothing, hungry, sick, all kind of sickness in your body, miserable, depressed, angry, frustrated, lonely, mental illness. Okay, all kind of stuff going on with the people of God right now. And y'all talking about y'all serving God? You serving God? The same things that went on with our ancestors is going on with us right now. For rebellion. For rebellion. Because they rebelled against God. He told them in Deuteronomy, if you obey my law, I will bless you. And if you disobey me, I am going to curse you, Israel. And that's what we see today. Curses. And you got all these elders in the Hebrew Israelites talking about. Yeah. Yeah, we under the curses. But still telling people they blessed and God is with them. And they ain't telling what. They ain't explaining to the people what part of the law that the curse is in their life. They not pointing the curses out in the people's lives, man. People dying up in their church. People dying in their membership. And they want. And they want. Thank you, sister. Thank you. And they won't tell the people nothing about what's going on with them. They won't point out, you got cancer, you got high blood, you under this curse, you under that curse, you under this curse, you under that curse. They won't point out nothing. Okay? They miss understanding of the law, man. Let me go. Exodus 20:18. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet. I'm talking about our ancestors in the wilderness. They wasn't up in no church. They ain't never been up in no church, y'all. Wake up, people. They never been up in a church. They never met God in no church. And the noise, and the thunder, and the lightning, and the noise of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. The children of Israel, they became scared. They got scared. How can you be scared of a God that don't led you all the way through Egypt and the Red Sea? What are they scared of? Why are you scared of your own God? There's nothing to be afraid of. You're afraid of the wrong people. You need to be afraid of God and not man. But I ain't talking about that kind of fear. They was just afraid because they didn't want to hear God's voice. And look what verse 19 said. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. They didn't even want to hear the voice of God. They didn't want to hear the voice of God. Okay? God wanted to tell them something. They were so afraid because the mountain was smoking and they had in the thundering and the lightning. They were so afraid. How can you be afraid of a God that done delivered you from Egypt, that done delivered you from slavery, that done delivered you from bondage? that done gave you his name through the prophet Moses. How can you be afraid? Oh, we're going to die. No, man, you're not going to die if God speaks to you. If he wanted to kill you, he would have killed you in the Red Sea when he killed the Egyptians. He didn't want to kill them. But that's because their heart wasn't right. Their spirit wasn't right. Their mind wasn't right. Their soul wasn't right. They always wanted to go back to Egypt. They wanted to go back to Egypt and serve them gods up in Egypt. They didn't want to serve the God of the Hebrews. And that's what's going on today. We don't want to serve the God of the Hebrews. We want to serve man and what man say and how say it. He said, no. The children of Israel said, no, Moses, you speak to us. If God speaks to us, we're going to die. And God needed to talk to his people like he needs to talk to us right now today. And we can't hear him, man. We can't hear him because we don't put so many people, so much doctrine, so much tradition, so much religion in front of our God that he cannot talk to us because we all bungled up inside and involved in tradition. Somebody, yeah, I'm waiting on that. Yeah. These elders don't know nothing, man. These pastors don't know nothing. I'm telling y'all. They cannot connect to God like that. Most of the Hebrew Israelites don't even believe in the prophet. Are you crazy, man? Are you crazy to tell the people that John the Baptist was the last prophet? You got to be nuts. You got to be crazy if you think God ain't going to have a prophet over his people. You got to be crazy. This always been the order of God, and you cannot change it with your tradition. You show me the Bible where the children of Israel didn't have a prophet to speak to them what God wanted them to know. New Testament and Old. Okay, look what it said in verse 20. I'm going to my next scripture. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. Exodus 20, Moses told the people, don't fear God. It's not for you to fear him right now. He wants to talk to you, man. He wants to speak to you. He wants you to hear his voice so you'll know that he's real. That he's real. That he's not a fairy tale God that somebody made up. You got to hear God's voice in order to know that he's real, people. You got to. That's why so many people are confused today about God being real, because they never heard his voice. That's what's wrong. Moses told them, don't fear. Don't fear, Israel. Your God wants to speak to you. And he said, but God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces. See, God came down to talk to them so he can prove them, man, to make sure that they wanted to serve him, that they wanted to be with him in the wilderness, that they wanted to do what he said. He said that you sin not. So in order for us people, Hebrews, Christians, in order for us to be proven, for us not to fear, for us not to sin against God, we got to be able to hear him, man. He got to be real in our life. We got to be able to connect to his voice, to his understanding. That's what's wrong, man. We're not connected to our Father. We got to connect through the voice, man. God got to talk to you just like I'm talking to you. And he can do that. He can do that. He wants to do that. But you've been taught the wrong thing, the wrong emotion, the wrong understanding. And this is why you don't know how to open your ears and your heart and your mind and your soul and let God speak to you with an audible voice. Because you've been taught a wrong God and the wrong information. Hebrew Israelites don't even believe in the Holy Spirit. They believe in the Holy Spirit, but they don't believe that the Holy Spirit can speak to you. They don't believe, man. They don't teach nothing in their congregations about what the Spirit of God can do, the Holy Spirit. Nothing, man. They don't say nothing to you. Without the Holy Spirit, man, you won't have no guidance in your life. You won't have no direction in your life. She is the one that leads you, guides you, directs you. She comforts you, man. And if you don't know how to talk to her and let her speak to you and connect with her, you will not get nowhere in this life. Now, let me go to my next scripture, man. Sister Trina, oh my God. Oh, praise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm glad you hear, sus. I'm glad you hear. But God's people got to hear him now. Let me go to the next one. Deuteronomy 18:16. And I know I'm running out of time, but I gotta finish this. I have to finish this. And I'm gonna go into the law and understand you how you are being misled. You as the Hebrew nation are being these elders and pastors and church leaders behind the talk and the talk. Deuteronomy 18:16. Now I want sister, she might say something, Sister Serena. I don't know. She like to listen. 18:16. Deuteronomy 18:16 says, according to all that thy desires of the Lord thy God, and Horeb, and the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. I'm gonna call him Lord because it's edification. You know, it's not about, you know, calling him by his name right now. I'm not teaching on that. Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Hey, Sister Gina. Oh, my Sister Gina here. I love you, sis. We read in Deuteronomy 18:16. The children of Israel, our ancestors, they did not want to hear the voice of God. And this is the problem that we are having, Hebrews and Christians. We got to be able to hear him and not man. These people cannot direct us and take us and show us what God the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob want us to do and want us to know. He wanted to speak to Israel, but Israel said, no, Moses, we don't want to hear his voice. I want to hear your voice, Moses. They want to hear a man's voice. They didn't want to hear the voice of God. And this is what's going on. We don't want to hear the voice of God. We'd rather hear what a man got to say about our God and what our God need us to do. No, man, I got to hear God's voice because I need to know where I need to go right now. I don't hurt man. We've been listening to man for 500 years ever since we got off the slave ship. No more, man. God is ready to talk to his people right now himself. No more, man. He gets tired of this. I got to go to my elder and my leader and let them tell me what God wants. And, you know, which way we going today, elder? What we going to do, pastor? You know, they don't know, man. They don't know. I'm telling you. These people don't have enough power and anointing in their life to know the voice of God and the direction of God. For God for your lives. They got to be prophet, man. They got to be connected with the Holy Spirit. They got to be anointed by God, the Father. They got to have power to lead the people like Moses had power. You got to have power to lead God's people. And if you ain't got no power, man, God people ain't going nowhere. And this is what's going on. Don't nobody got no power. Don't nobody want to hear God's voice. And no leader cannot direct you because they not connected to God like that. You got to be a prophet or a prophetess. Now, let me go. They wanted to. They said, no, we're going to die, Moses. God wasn't going to kill them people, man. He wasn't going to kill them. He wasn't going to kill them, but they was afraid. They was afraid, man. How you going to be afraid of a God that say, I bear you on eagle wings and I brought you to myself, Israel? How are you going to be a God that, scared of a God that tell you that? He told Moses to go tell him that. Let me go to the next book. I'm going to go to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. No, let me go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 4. Still in Deuteronomy, still in the Torah. These people can't teach us nothing, man. If they could teach us something, we would already have it. Believe me. We would have already accomplished and be best on our way to where God wants to be our life. We will already be there, man. We've been deceived. We've been deceived by man and by their doctrine and their tradition. Everything the elders giving you and the pastors, it's been given down to them from their elders and pastors. This is nothing new that they're teaching us, man. This stuff old. The Hebrew Israelites started back in the 8th century, 9th century somewhere. Way back there, man. This is nothing new that they've given us, man. This is all dried up, old, taught teaching that come from some other man. And they don't believe in prophets and prophetess. They believe a woman can't do nothing. They crazy. They mad. They sick, man. Show me in the Bible what God say a prophet don't exist no more. You ain't going to find it, man. You're not going to find it because it's false doctrine that they're teaching you to keep you under their control, man. I ain't no religion no more. I never follow religion. I never follow man. I ain't never going to follow none of that no more because I know now. I know now without a doubt the only way I'm going to get to where God the Father, I'm talking about the God of Abraham and the God of Moses want me to go. I must hear his voice in the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy 28. I sit up under man, pastors and bishops. Remember, I used to be a pastor. I sit up under them people, man. I sit up under the Hebrew Israelite teaching for 5-6 years, man. I didn't get nowhere. I didn't get nowhere. Nowhere, man. Nowhere, but around the same road. And that's why the children of Israel. Yes, that's why the children of Israel ain't getting nowhere today. This stuff been going on since we came off the slave ships, man. This same teaching, same doctrine, all this stuff. Hey, sister. Deuteronomy 28:1-4. We got to move, sister, when God say move. We can't worry about hurting nobody and hurting our leaders and hurting them. Man, they ain't doing that no way. What are you doing? You go there on Saturday, listen to their little teaching on YouTube or however they comment to you online or whatever. What are you accomplishing in your life, man, with their teaching? Where are you going with what they are giving you, man? What have you produced since you've been up under them, man? Nothing. absolutely nothing.
Because their teaching is of man and it's not of God. And I got to go to that scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 through 4. Let me get a little bit of water, y'all. Because you know I feel this thing, Sister Gina. Sister Tarina, I feel this, man. I feel it. I'm tired of God's people being deceived. God is tired of his people being deceived, man, by man. This stuff been going on for so many centuries and years, and we can't get nowhere. We can't get nowhere because we keep on. Let me go on. Let me keep going. 28:1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth. Are we above all nations of the earth, y'all? They always telling us in these churches, in these congregations, we bless. God is with us. God is with us. We blessed. Everything will be okay. No, man. No, it's a lie, man. It's a lie. Read the Bible, people. Read the Bible. Read the Bible with your eyes open and not what with your leader have taught you. It shall come to pass if you shall hearken to me unto my voice, God say. Not to man's voice. Not to man's voice. I already told you. You can't use no elder, no bishop, no pastor, no deacons. They got to be the only way you're going to ever hear the voice of God. If you're not hearing his voice, it's through a prophet or a prophetess. Point blank. Now go tell your elders that. Tell your elders that I'll meet them right here on Blog Talk. Right here with their Bible. Come on. Because I'm ready for y'all now. I'm ready for y'all. Meet me right here. And I'll prove to you through the Bible that you are in error against God's people. He said the voice of the Lord thy God. And he's going to set us above all the people of the earth, man. If we keep his commandments. We're going to be high above all nations. Look at the nations, man. They over us. We got to go buy food from them. This is all up under the law, what I'm reading you, man. We got to go to their grocery stores and buy their food. We got to get their medications. What the elders teach you about some herbs or something to heal yourself? You got to go and buy their clothes and all of that. These nations is up over us, man, because we are not keeping the commandments of God. We're not keeping the law. You're keeping religion. That's what we keep it, religion. Christ said it in the New Testament. And I know a lot of you Hebrew Israelites don't believe it, but it's okay. Don't you have made the commandments of God. I think it's in Matthew 15, if I'm not mistaken. You have made the commandments of God with none effect by your traditions and by your doctrines of man. Read the scripture, people. Read the scripture to understand where you are really at right now. Instead of obeying God's commandment, his law, you obeying the commandments of man. Pay your tithes. What tithes, man? God ain't never dealt with no money with his people, man. Never. And never will, man. What tithes? Tithes are food. Food. That's under the law. Food. Show me under the law. And they got the scripture talking about Abraham. Abraham ain't got nothing to do with the 12 tribes when it comes to tithing. It's under the law what we supposed to give God when it comes to tithes. Don't let these people deceive you anymore, man. Wake up. Wake up. This is why you've been, that's why God wants me to come with this.
because he says misunderstanding of the law. They not teaching you the law. They teach you the commandments of man and doctrine of man and tradition. God ain't never dealt with his people. He don't need our money, man. Are you crazy? That's man wants your money. Let me keep going, man. Deuteronomy 28, verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. What blessings, man? Everybody sick. Everybody mental ill. Okay? Depressed, oppressed, miserable, sad, lonely, broke, poor. What blessings, man? If we was really keeping the law of God, the Father, man, we would have all these blessings like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had, man. Let me go to my next scripture, Isaiah 1:18-20. I don't know how much time I got. Let me check. I'm running out of time. I know I am. All right, Sister Gina, I'm going to make you live. You want to say something? Sister Tarina, both of you guys are going to be live. I got a little bit of time, maybe 5 minutes. Both of you guys live. You guys want to say something, come on in. Say whatever you feel, man. Please. But right now, we're going to go to Isaiah. What is it, sister? Sister Gina?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, sis. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, sis. You live on Blog Talk. You with your
hello,
sister today.
Hello.
Hey, yeah. Sis. You with your sister. I love you. I love you, sis.
Love you. We love you, too, sister. We here to support you.
Please, sis. I need it, sis, because it's a mandate right now. I got to do this because God's people need to be corrected. They got to have correction. And the only people correct them is a prophet. That's the only people correct God's people, nobody else. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Isaiah 1:18, people. All right, sis. Thank you very much, sisters. Okay.
Yeah.
Isaiah 1. You want to say, y'all just follow me. I got about four more scriptures and we finish, you know, and then I'm going to go into something else. I want to talk about the law a little bit after that. Isaiah 1:18-20. Thanks, sis. Isaiah 1:18. I'm looking at it like, where is that at? Let me calm down, man. I need a little bit of water right now. Okay. Verse 18 says, I got to move, man. I got to move to the realm now with the Holy Spirit and with my God, man. I ain't got time for that madness no more. Isaiah 1:18-20. Come now. This is what God is telling the children of Israel, us right now, man. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. We got to come now. Though your sins. Our sins, man, we got so much sin in our life right now, man, that's against God, that's against the Torah, that's against the Tanakh. We got so much sin right now. God said, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red as like gruesome, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. What good other land are we eating, man? We eating poison food in the market. We eating poison every day, man. Every day we eating poison food. Go tell your elders that and your pastors. Won't they tell the people, come together and purchase some land and have their own grocery store? Won't they do that? Won't they purchase a grocery store and put food in there for their own people? We need to eat the good of the land. God said we're eating poison. We getting poisoned. Medications is poisoned. Water. Everything is poisoned in God's people right now. Religion, doctrine. Everything is poisoning us. And God is saying if we be willing and obey him and not what no man is telling us anymore. That's over with, man. I'm prophetically speaking right now to y'all. That is over with right now. God is ready to move man out his way. They are in his way. They are in the way of him getting to his people. He got to move them. If they don't move on their own, he's going to move them himself. I'm telling y'all, this is getting very crucial right now. He needs to speak to his people. He needs to talk to his people. And he can't do that because he got all these elders and leaders in front of him telling his people false information. We poison, man. Won't they have their own school? What do we got, man, as the Hebrew nation? What is these elders giving us, man? We study taking our money to them. Where's our grocery stores? Huh? We need good food. We need our own food, man. We need our own water. Won't they tell us to get a school? We need our own education. We don't need the nations to teach us nothing. We need to teach our own people what they need to know. Where are schools? Where are markets? Where are houses? Where are homes? Why we got to go to the white man and get a mortgage and buy a house from them? See what I'm saying, man? These people are not teaching you the proper things so you can get ahead in life, man. Everything that they're teaching us is keeping us still. 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 So we won't leave their church. They keep lying to you. Lying to you, lying to you to keep you still, man. With one lie, they come up with another lie. That's what's going on. We ain't got nothing, man. Look at our people. We destituted, man. We destroyed. We weak. We sick. We broke. We poor. We hate each other, man. All kind of sin, God said. We need to come to him and reason with him. They don't want to build nothing, man. Oh, wait. Yeah, we're going back to Jerusalem, man. Yeah, you know, all these elders, that's all they teach, man. Be ready for the exile and all of this. No, man. We supposed to be ruling this earth right now. We are rulers. We are rulers, man. Our name means ruler and leadership, okay? Dominion. We don't have to wait till Christ or nobody come back and get us. We can rule right now, man. This is what God wants us to do. But in order for us to do that, we got to leave all these religions and all this doctrine of man so we can hear our God and give us direction on how to build our kingdom right here on earth. What is they teaching us? Verse 19. Verse 20, but if you refuse, I'm reading Isaiah 1:20. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We are refusing God right now. I'm telling y'all, man. And this is why you got all this death around us. He said he's going to devour us with the sword, man. If we refuse. Okay, so the sword, y'all know what the sword is. Should I look it up in the Hebrew? Hebrew number 2719, drought, also a cutting instrument, destructive effect, knife, sword, dagger, knife. He's going to kill us, man, devour us. Because we refuse, we rebelling against God just to follow a doctrine and a religion. Sister Gina, I have a question for you, sis. Can you hear me? And I'm going to go to the next scripture. Sister Gina? Sister Tarina. Sister Tarina? I don't know what happened to her. Maybe they left on another line. Jose, 14:14. Jose, 14:14. Yes, sir. I wanted to ask you a question, sister. Have you ever heard the voice of God? Okay, I'm going to read Jose. Let me read Deuteronomy. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through all the scriptures today, but I'm going to do the best I can. Deuteronomy 18:16. Deuteronomy 18:16. Deuteronomy 18:16. Let me go through some laws right now to show you guys that we're not keeping the law. Let me go through some laws right now. Yes, sis. That's my sister. You're on the right path, sis. You're on the right path. Believe me. 18:16. Come on, Jimmy, why were you? What? Okay. Yes, sis. It's all it's about, what they can get out of you. They ain't trying to build nothing. They ain't trying to help nobody. They ain't trying to do nothing, to talk about nothing. All they want to talk about is what they doctrine. 18:16. According to all that thy desires of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Okay? These are the children of Israel. They didn't want to see God's power. This fire is nothing but his power. They didn't want to see that. They didn't want to see that because they wanted to go back and serve their God. Okay? Okay? We don't want his voice. We don't want to hear God's voice. And a lot of us never heard his voice because you've never been connected to him that strong to hear his voice. There's something you actually have to do in order to hear the voice of God. I've been hearing his voice since I was 3 years old. 3 years old. That's how I know I'm a prophetess. Okay? Since I was three, and I still hear it today, just like I'm talking to you. I'm trying to help you, Hebrews man, to understand you're not following the law. Now let me go to Acts 7:38. And then we're going to go over some laws real quick. We're going to the New Testament right now. Acts 7:38. 38. Y'all think who you think Christ was talking about when he told the disciples that many false prophets and many false teachers will arise in the last days? Who do y'all really think he's talking about, man? He's talking about these elders, bishops, and pastors up in these churches, in these Hebrew Israelite communities. Who you think Christ was talking about? We're living in the last days, man. What religion you think he's talking about? False teachers, false prophets, false elders. He's talking about the one people right now. And if y'all don't walk away from that man and that religion and that doctrine and madness that they teaching y'all, talking about you serving the law and you keeping the law, you're going to be confused and lost forever, man. And you ain't going to never be able to hear the voice of God. And you ain't going to never be able to connect to God in the Holy Spirit so you can get some understanding and some wisdom and some knowledge. The knowledge they're giving you is a man. It's not of God. Acts 7:38. Keep telling you the same stuff. Oh, hell no. Every time you go on the broadcast, on YouTube, or wherever they're teaching you, the Christian church, the same stuff over and over and over. Man, do you think that's God talking to you? God is a wise God. He ain't got to tell his people the same stuff over and over again with all these scriptures and all his knowledge and all his wisdom in the Bible. He got to keep telling you the same stuff? No, man, that is not God talking. You building nothing, man. You building churches. You building churches. That's all you building so they can get more money. You building churches so they can get more people up in them congregations so they can tell them what they told you 10 years ago. That's all they can tell them, the same stuff that they told you 10 years ago. That's all you doing, man. You spending your whole life, your whole time, your money, everything just to do that. And you say you blessed? By whom? Not by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You better be glad he still got mercy on us, man. That he ain't killed all of us like he did in the wilderness with our ancestors. It's coming, man. It's coming. Keep on playing around, man. 7:38. Keep playing around. I'm telling y'all, man. God ain't playing no more. He ain't got time for your old-time religion no more. That's over. That's out the way now. It's done. It's finished. That time of life is finished. Finished. As they say in Mexico, finito. Finished. That's why God gonna start killing folks. Right up in their pulpits. Right up on them YouTube videos. People's going to start dropping. I'm speaking to you prophetically right now. People going to start dropping dead. Because God is tired of man deceiving his people. Acts 7:38. This is he that was in the church. Who is he? Moses. The prophet of God. The prophet of the children of the 12 tribes of Israel. The ones your pastors and your bishops and your elders teach that John the Baptist was the last prophet. Ain't no more prophet. Y'all sick, man. God gonna always have a prophet over his people. Because he know his people can't hear him. And they got to have a mouthpiece to speak to them for him. That's why they got to have a prophet, because they can't hear God, just like the children of Israel couldn't hear him. They had to have Moses and Aaron and Miriam. Okay, just like this is he was in the church, in the wilderness. Okay, this is the church. See, Christians, I want to deal with that word church right now. You think that you the bride of Christ and Christ coming back for you. And you're a Gentile. No, man. No. A Gentile would never be the bride of Christ. It says right here, this is he that was in the wilderness. And this is he that was in the church. Who is the church? The 12 tribes. The Hebrew nation is the church of God. The bride of Christ. That's who he's coming back for. You Gentiles can be saved. If you follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we all got to follow him. But we are the church, the Hebrew nation, in the wilderness. That's where the church was, in the wilderness, Acts 7:38. And the angel which spake to him in the mountain, Mount Sinai, and with our fathers, who received the lie the oracles gave unto us. Okay? Moses and the angel of God, the God of Abraham. I ain't dealing with Jesus and all that. I don't deal with no other God but the God of the Hebrews. He only got one name. He's one God. He ain't no many gods with all these religions and different names and all that. That's all madness. Moses was on Mount Sinai, and he spoke to our fathers in the wilderness, and God gave Moses the lively articles to give unto us. He gave us the law, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. He wanted to talk to us, our ancestors, our fathers. But because we wouldn't allow God to speak, he had to put it on tables of stone. So we are the church. Let me keep going. You've been deceived, Christian church. You're not no church, man, because you say you're Gentile. A Gentile will never be the church. Let me keep going. Deuteronomy 8:2. Then after that, we're going to read one more. And I'm going to leave that other one. It's okay. And then we're going to go into the law real quick. Deuteronomy 8:2. Telling you, people got to be corrected now, man. We got to have the correct information now. We ain't got no more time to waste with what man is teaching us. All lies. All lies. Believe me. His name, Yah, Jah, Tah, Kah, the Most High, TMH, all kind of stuff, man. What is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all, people? You got to know that something is wrong when you got all this confusion around the name of God and who God is. And what God wants us to do, you got to understand that God must not be talking to nobody then. Because he's not the God of confusion. He's not the author of confusion. Everybody confused and don't know who he is and what to fall in his name. You got to know, people, that God ain't talking to none of us. None of them. He's talking to me because I'm a prophetess. His prophetess. He ain't talking to none of them, man. Because everybody is confused. You think God going to operate among his people with all that confusion, man? No way, man. No way. When they left Egypt, they had one name. Where's all this religion and stuff coming from? One name. One God. Now you got all kind of gods. All kind of names and all kind of traditions and religions and doctrines. Read the Bible, people. Read the Bible. Read Deuteronomy 8:2. I ain't dealing with all that stuff, man. No way, man. That's deception. That's deception. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart. Whether thou wast keeping his commandments or no. That's why the children of Israel had to walk in the wilderness for 40 years. Because they would not humble themselves to God. They would not listen to God. They didn't want to hear God. They didn't want to believe God. Okay? God wanted to know what was in their heart. And believe me, they all died right there. The only ones went in Canaan was the children. They all died right there in the wilderness because they could never, ever, ever bow down to the God that brought them out of slavery. They never appreciated that God that brought them out of slavery, out of Egypt, opened up the Red Sea, did all kind of miracles for them. They never appreciated him. And that's why we in Egypt today, America is spiritually Solomon in Egypt. Look in the book of Revelation. You living in Egypt right now. We living in Egypt right now, man. We still in slavery. We still in bondage to the other nations. We've been sold to them. If we was keeping the commandments and the law, we wouldn't be going through the things we're going through. We'll be ruling right now. We'll have dominion right now. We'll have our food. our own schools, our own doctors, our own hospitals, our own clothes, our own corporations, our own jurisdiction, our own court system, judges, lawyers. No, people, wake up. You're not keeping the law. You've been misled. Now, let's go to Jose. This is my last one. We ain't got nothing, man, but death. Kids killing themselves, suicide. Well, the elders don't even want to talk about that, man. They don't even want to talk about what's going on in their own community, their own environment, man. All they want to talk about, yeah, we need to keep the holy days and we need to keep the law. That's all they teach, the holy days, the Sabbath. And they ain't even keeping the holy days right. They eat what they want to eat on Passover. You got to eat what the Bible say eat on Passover. You got to wear what the Bible say wear on Passover. You got to keep the Passover what God say keep it on Passover. You can't do it. You polluting it, man. You pollute God's holy days. You're not keeping it. You are polluting them. Hebrew Israelites, all of y'all. Egyptologist or whoever you are, whatever religion, y'all are polluting the house of God, the 12 tribes of Israel, and you keep teaching the people how to pollute God's holy days. Dietary law, that's all they teach, man. Talking about you keeping the law. And the Christian church, they don't even believe in the law. They said the law gone away with. They already condemned the curse. That's what they teach for doctrine. The holy days, the Sabbath, the dietary law. That's all, man. Pay your tithes. That's all they teach. They not teaching you the law, man. Jose, chapter 14. This is my last one. Then I'm going to go into a few laws just to bring out my point tonight. Just to bring out my point. I'm still thinking I'm at 7 o'clock because I usually do the show at 7 o'clock. Jose, chapter 14. People lost, man. Lost. I know so many people, so many Christians, man. So many Hebrew Israelites, man. They are so lost, man. They don't know what to do, which way to go. They just standing there, sitting there waiting on a man to direct them. And he can't direct them because he ain't no prophet. And he ain't got no power. And he ain't got no anointing. And he ain't got nothing but what was handed down to him from his leader and his pastor and his bishop. And that's all he got to give y'all. You ain't get nothing from God, man. Nothing. Just like the children of Israel. They didn't want to hear what Moses had to say just because he was a prophet. They didn't want to hear what Jeremiah and Ezekiel had to say just because he's a prophet. And that's why they teach you today. Ain't no such thing as a prophet. That's gone away. John the Baptist, he was the last one. Because they don't want a prophet to correct them, man. They don't want a prophet to come up in their church and correct them and tell them where they are failing God's people and where they have failed God. I want them to meet me on this blog talk so I can correct them as a prophetess of God. Because they need to be corrected. That's why they teach you ain't no such thing as a prophet. Because they don't want nobody to correct them. Because Moses, Nathan had to correct David when he sinned against God. All through the Bible, they had prophets, man. Samuel, all of them. Correcting David and Saul all up. No, they don't want nobody to correct them. Because they want you to think that, they want you to think that they are right. And nobody is over them. Nobody, ain't no elder ever been over God's people. Y'all in error right there. Never and never will. Jose, and I got to get out of here now, man. I got to get ready to get out of here. Jose,
Thank you, Sister Tarina. Thank you. Thank you, Sister. Thank you. Jose. 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 Hosea. Hosea. Hosea 14. Keeping no law, man. Christian church, they ain't keeping nothing. They trying to replace God prophets and prophetess with elders, with pastors, with bishops, with deacons, with ministers, with evangelists. Okay? That's what they trying to do with this religion. They don't want no prophets, because prophets are only, I'm talking about real prophets of God. I'm not talking about that stuff that the Christian church is dealing with. Prosperity prophets. I don't deal in prosperity. Even when I had my own church and I was a prophet then, I've been a prophet since I was born. I was born a prophet. A prophetess. I didn't want to deal with them people. They passed the cup because they knew I was a prophetess. Oh, what is God saying? Is he going to give me a house and a car? I never operated in that. I didn't operate in that. Because God ain't never in the Bible told people that they was going to get cars and houses through prophets. He corrected them. Their sin and their rebellion. That's the only thing a prophet's supposed to be doing. Hosea 14, verse 1. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God. We got to come back to God now, Matt. All the way. Leave all these religions. All of them. God ain't in the building, no way. And he never will be. I can't say that enough. When I was a pastor up in Christian church, I was miserable, man. Miserable. Trying to teach them miserable people something, man. I had to get out of there. I said, God, you know what? I don't want to be a pastor no more. If this what it is to be a pastor, I don't want this. Please get this out of my life. I don't care about their tithes or whatever they're giving. I don't want to be no pastor over these miserable people that don't know you, ain't trying to know you, can't hear you. No, God, I got to go. I got to go and do what you ordained for me to do from the day of my birth. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thy iniquity. Okay, iniquity. Hebrew number. I don't got no time. Y'all know what iniquity is. And turn to the Lord and say unto him, verse 2, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. When you go up, when you look at YouTube video with a Hebrew Israelite community, they not praising God. All they doing is sitting there listening to a man. God say, our iniquities have caused us to be sick, have caused us to be poor and hungry and broke and destroyed and depressed and ill. Our iniquities. We have iniquities in our life. Okay? Assure, verse 3, assure, she'll not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands. You are our God. Well, indeed, the fatherless find mercy. Oh, I know what y'all are saying right now, Hebrews. Oh, this ain't talking about me, because, you know, I'm into the truth. Oh, the Christian church. Oh, this ain't talking about me. I'm saved. No, it's talking about you. It's talking about you. Yes, you. That's who it's talking about, all of us. Verse 4, Hosea 14:4. I will heal their backsliding, and I will love them freely, but my anger is turned away from them. That's all we got to do, man. All we got to do, get rid of the iniquities. Iniquities is Hebrew number 5771. For verse
moral evils. That's what iniquity is. Moral evil. Something that you're doing against the law. That's evil. Perversity. And let's go into the laws now to tell you, show you exactly what I'm saying right here. Sister Gina, you're back. Praise God. Thank God for that. God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay, let me go into the law to really give you some understanding on that one. We have evil, we perverse. I'm going to hope y'all guys don't hang up. I'm going to try to do this. Let me find it. Okay. Okay, let me call it down. Okay, here. Look at here, Matt. Oh, I don't know what else. Hopefully you guys still there.
Yeah.
More
still
laws.
There.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay. I want to show you guys that we're not keeping the law of God, the Torah, man. Okay. We're just following a form of doctrine and religion. It say moral laws. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different laws that I'm about to share with you to give you some understanding and knowledge on whether you're keeping the law of God or not. Okay. Oh, she said she can't get through. Cena can't get through. You hear me, sis?
Yeah, I think she was calling and nobody was answering. She was trying to get into the blog talk.
She has some questions. Okay, okay. She got questions. I don't know why it's not going, because I'm almost out of time probably. I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. We can talk after the show. It's okay. We can talk after the show. Do you have questions? Okay. So let me just finish this, and then we can talk.
Okay.
Are you still there, sis?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. I don't know, man, what... Okay, I'm gonna have to end the show right now. And man, you and Sister Gina, we'll talk offline, okay?
Okay. Okay. So did
hopefully
you want
this
us to call you?
Yes, sister. Thank you for joining. Yeah. Let me end the show and I'm gonna call you guys back, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, because I don't know what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Should have never did that. Thank you.
Okay, I don't have problems right now. Something I did, I shouldn't have did that. Hopefully the show report. I know, but I'm almost done anyway, you know.